Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Bo. Shovim Tovshin Pe Aleph Elenu Shbeliu Nishvas Rachel Parabas of Moshe. As my Rabbi Rabbi Libo Shlita likes to do, and every Daf Yomi says, it's nice to say the journey where you're about to go. So we're going to say a Torah from the Atzichem and Tshuva. The Atzichem is Rotzad Zvav Shvat. We're going to say a Torah from the Tefer Shlomo and his Slavus. The third idea we'll say from Sasemis on raising everything up to the Kedusha L'Shem Shemaim. Sasemis is Rotzad tonight. Hey Shvat. Fourth Torah will be from the Rebbe Ramaylech on realizing and Munah Bahashem, everything comes in our lives comes from the Rebbe Shem. Now, find the fifth and final idea will be from the Enayah of Avram Yitzchak Cohen Cook's beautiful sefer on Maseches Brachos. First idea from the Atzi Chaim, her opening pasuk to our parsha. The Omer Shem Moshe Bola Paro. So Kadosh Baruch says, "Go in, to come to Paro." Kadosh Baruch says, "Moshe, go to Paro." And Rashi says, "V'hisra bo, you should go and warn him." Says the Atzi Chaim, "What's the deeper idea for us to understand V'hisra bo?" Says the Atzi Chaim, "Usually by non-Jews." Non-Jews don't have the ability to do tshuva. We know the Gemara tells us, we just did it in the Daf Yomi, that tshuva came before the world. It says, usually, says the Avos HaChaim, Shabbat ena tshuva mo'elas. At the end of the day, tshuva doesn't work by non-Jews. This doesn't work. But it's because ki ani yichbad is leiv paro, but because the Kadosh Baruch Hu took away his bechira, at the end of the day, he lost his bechira after the first seven makos. But now, says the Avos HaChaim, Moshe Beinu was supposed to tell paro of his Yisrael that he has the ability to do tshuva. At the end of the day, even though Paro was the one who sinned, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart, Paro has still had the ability to do tshuva. Says the Atzi Chaim, the Medrash tells us, Asher Am Yodet Tshuva, Chi Umas Olam Enim Yodim L'Hariya, Ela She Yodim L'Ratzos Es Borim B'Tshuva. At the end of the day, Klai has the ability to do tshuva, Aval Umas Olam Enim Yodim. They are not able to do tshuva. But says the Atzi Chaim, Paro had the ability to do tshuva even when he wasn't able to. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart and he gave. So Moshe was going there to warn him that even though he messed up the past seven times, he had the ability to still repent and still do tshuva. And this is actually what Shovim is all about. There's a sefer called Esh HaMoadim, I just got it from Beagle Eyes, in a Gevaldic sefer. You go to the sefer Ateris Yisrael and the Todas Aaron, who say that Shovim is on the level Aser Simei Tshuva. Shovim hem kemo yimei kemo Aser Simei Tshuva. Buzman shemekubal tefila kemo Aser Simei Tshuva. He said that the time, tremendous time, is equal to the Aser Simei Tshuva of Shovim Shmos va'ir bo b'shach Yisro Mishpatim. Especially when it comes to matters of kedusha, Shemir Seinayim, Shemir Sabris, Shemir Sapeh, Shemir Saloshim. At the end of the day, they're on the level of Aser Simei Tshuva, and their tefila as a mamish are level days of Aser Simei Tshuva. But maybe I thought this to connect this idea because Moshe was telling Paro, don't think you messed up seven times, and because you're a non-Jew, you can't do tshuva. The Atzi Chaim says Moshe was coming to tell Paro you can do tshuva because the Kodesh Baruch Hu hardened your heart, but you could too still do tshuva. You could still go above and beyond, even though you messed up. A Jew ain't shen yesh ba'olam klal, like Rabbi Nachman tells us. A Jew has no permission; we're not allowed to give up, like the Kotzker has said. Ain't shen yesh ba'olam klal. What does that mean? What does that mean? Kotzker said, "Is yesh shalom midas, right? Yesh shalom midas, because the Kotzker. Yesh is shalom midas. It's not part of our repertoire. It's not part of our Jewish head. We have to know. We can always return to the Rebbeinu Shem. Or be with Aliyah from the Atzi Chaim, from the Esh HaMoadim, conning the Ateres Yisrael and Todos Aaron, and the Kotzker, and all the Sar Magadoshim, the time of Tshuva. Moving on to idea number two. And obviously Rabbi Nachman as well. Idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Tver Shlomo Yud Chafhei. So right after Choshech, Vayikra Paro Moshe, go, Vayomer Lecho Ivdos Hashem, go, Paro's mamish, go, take all your flock, even your children will go with you. Listen to what Moshe responds back. Yud Chafhei, Tver Shlomo has a beautiful insight here. Vayomer Moshe, gam ata titem yadun zvachim v'olos v'asin l'ashem l'keini. Moshe says, you too will give in for karbonos. Says it to Tefer Shlomo, what's this lashon of gam ata? Paro just said, you're going to be able to go and take your cattle and take your kids. And Moshe's like doubling down, gam ata, also your, what's the deeper idea of gam ata? Says the Tefer Shlomo, we have to learn from our enemies. The same way that Paro, that had the slavos and the chetchik and the ratzon, the desire and the energy and the passion for Ra. Says the Tefer Shlomo, gam ata titen biyadinu. You taught me, Moshe Benu says to Paro, Derech la'avodoso yisparach, how to serve the Rebbeinu Shem. The same way you had that same stubbornness to not let us out, and that same redivas of Ra. We have to channel now that energy, channel that passion, and that commitment now to our Yiddishkeit. Hey, mechazgim, mechazgim, v'shtakas yisera. You know, the Gemara in Brachas tells us, Ani mashkim and vayim mashkim. Ani ratzim and hain ratzim, right? We go after and they go after. We know we say this after every siyum. Chavetz Chaim said this in Parsha B'chukotzai. At the end of the day, the Jews and the non-Jews, we run after different things. But our job is to be able to learn from them. This is actually the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes, as Yartzeit is tonight, says that we know with Yisrael, we call B'nai Yisrael. Yisrael is 541. Yisrael has the name, has the word Ish in it. If you take Ish, 301, out of 541, what are you left with? 541 minus 301? You're left with 240. 240 is Amalek. Right? Ramamish in the I would say the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter when it comes to Purim. They try to do the same thing. They try to say, Davin, Davin, but it should be cold. Our job is to be Gam Ata. Moshe Ben Yisrael Paro, we learn how to be Jews and how to be committed Jews and passionate Jews from you. Gam Ata, that's the lesson. Says the Tefer Shlomo. We learn what it means to be committed for the Rabbonu Shom, not just from our mitzvahs. We learn from how you served for your ra and your stubbornness. We learn Gam Ata. We learn how to channel that. Like the pasuk says, from my enemy, I learn the most. I get wise from. That's Gemara Brachas of Chavches and Mabez, that we run and they run. We learn run to for Olam Haba. They run for destructive things for Olam Haza. What a beautiful idea. Tefer Shlomo and the Sfas Emes, especially the Zerotzi. Now, third idea, quote from the Sfas Emes himself. The next pasuk, the Sfas Emes says, our third idea, Yud Chavav. V'gam mekneinu yelech imenu lo sishah parsik yiminu nikach li'avaros Hashem alakeinu anachin lo ne'ma anavaros Hashem aboinu sham. Says Moshe to back to Paro, and our sheep, our livestock as well will go with us, not a hoof will be left from which we shall take to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will not know, because at the end of the day, we're not going to know how much we're going to know, but to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. Says the Sfas Emes, such an incredible lesson. Then listen to what he says. Sfas Emes says, essentially says in Tof Resh Ayin Vav, the Pagger says, but Pasuk Lo Sishar. What does Lo Sishar parse that a hoof's not going to even be there? Says the Sfas Emes, that every single thing in a Jew's life could ultimately have a pintle of a spark of Kedusha. We have to uplift it. Lo Nashir Dover Pot, Afilo Kichuda Sa'ara Miblish, and Yatzal Zolis, the Vodas Yisparach. Lo Sishar parse, what does Moshe Ben say? Not leaving a hoof? Ki Menu Nikach Lavodas Hashem. Says the Sfas Emes, a Jew's job is to look for even the last thing, a string, a dot, a piece of rice, a piece of nothing, to be malah to the Rebbeinu Shem. Lo Sishar parse, we're not going to leave anything or anything, because a Jew's job is to be malah, to uplift and to sanctify and to find the spirituality in every physical thing in the entire world. Says the Sfas Emes, that's Lo Sishar parse. They're not going to be a hoof, they're not going to be anything left in Mitzrayim, because a Jew's job is the opposite of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is to be matriarch, to be physical, only thing left, the gashmi. Says the Sfas Emes, you have to look for the ruchnis, to look for the be'ein la'avodus Hashem Yisbarach, to find the Rebbeinu Shem in everything physical and find the aura of Kedusha in anything and everything we do. This is exactly what the Heichal Bracha, you want to get idea 3b, this is right here, in the same pasuk. Gam mekneinu yelech imanu, afilu hadram hagashmim yisalu v'gitu keinu. Gam mekneinu, he says that we're going to be koine, and we're going to sanctify it, and we're going to concretize it. At the end of the day, this is the Shulchanach, Reish Laman Alf. At the end of the day, how does a Jew serve their Rebbeinu Shem 24/7? Your achila, your shasia, your halicha, your yeshiva, everything is with yud hei. What a beautiful idea from the Sfas Emes and his yartzei, hei shvat, and the hei chabracha, the Rebbe of Kamarna, and the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Lamanaf. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Rebbe of Meilech. Rebbe of Meilech, the last pasuk of Perak Yud Aleph, right after Makos Bechoros. Moshe of Aaron also is called Moisim Ha'elef Neparo, a chazigat Sashem Leif Paro, below Shilach Spinez Rabbi Arzo. Very simply, Moshe Aaron did the Makos in front of Paro, and Chodesh Baruch hardened Paro's heart and didn't send Klai Yisrael from his land. What's the Rebbe Meich? What's the Torah coming here to teach us? Says the Rebbe Meich, teaching us a profound lesson, that the chisaron of Paro was that even after all these 10 Makos, and especially Makos Bechoros, who did Paro think did the Makos? Moshe v'Aaron asu is called Moshe Na'ila. It wasn't the Rebbeinu Shem in Paro's eyes. Who did those Makos? It was the Rebbeinu, it was Moshe and Aaron. The Lomei Hashem Yisbarach. Moshe of Aaron also. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vayichadzeg Hashem Leif Paro. Says the Rebbe Ramech, Ratz Lomei, Be'enav HaYishem, Moshe of Aaron also, Zom, Zos, Me'atzmam. V'lorotzu Hashem HaLibo, Shem HaShem, Huzos, Kach Nena, Shechizeg Hashem HaSlibo. Kadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart. It was a punishment for him to realize that it wasn't Paro Mamash thought it was Moshe and Aaron who did those Makos. Oh, you don't know what's coming from me? Then then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not hardening your heart again. What a profound lesson of emuna, of achdus habore, to understand that everything in their lives comes to their Rebbeinu Shem. And this reminds me of a maaseh of the Rebbe Reb Zusha and Reb Meilech. Rebbe Reb Zusha, whose yartzeit was on Erev Shabbos, Beis Shvat. I saw, I think, the Reb Biederman brings this down, that they were once thrown into jail and for just being pashut yidden, for being Jews. And we know that they came time, for, I think, for mincha, And what happened was is that there was excrement in the jail. There was number twos in the jail, and they couldn't daven. And the Rebbe Remelech was so upset. He wanted to daven, but the Shulchan Aruch says very simply, when there's a bad odor, foul odor, you can't daven. The Rebbe Bezusha says, Remelech, to his brother, he said, the same that the Rebbe Hashem wants us to daven, now is telling us not to daven, is now telling us not to pray. And next thing you know, Remelech starts so besimcha, and they start dancing, and Gvaldik, and the guard, one of the versions says the guard goes over, and what are they dancing? They said, I don't know, something to do with that bucket. So, oh, the bucket's so happy, they take the bucket out. A few minutes later, they're waiting, they said, Hodu. They said, they said, Vaidaba, whatever it is. At the end of the day, a Jew's job is to know the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know that everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. Sometimes it means to daven, sometimes it means not to daven. Sometimes it means to daven in the minyan, sometimes it means to stay home, and your minyan needs to stay at home and to quarantine. That's what a Jew's job is. A Jew's job is to know everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's exactly the punishment that the Rebbe Melech says that Paro got. He said, oh, Moshe and Aaron did it. Cheshbaruch says, oh, I harden your heart, I harden again. Everything, especially for Corona this year, what an appropriate message for us, because at the end of the day, we're still living Mamash in the midst of this pandemic. Everything comes from Ribono Shel Olam. The more we realize that, the more we'll be okay. The more we move out to ourselves, the more we'll have a moon and be talking to Ribono Shel Olam, we'll stop to worry. As of Shore Legs, they say, Daigas, the first four letters of the Aleph Meis minus the Beis. Because when you worry, it's a lack of the bitachon, it's a lack of the trust in the Ribono Shel Olam. Shvizocha, to believe in the Torah of the Melech, to believe in the Torah of the Rebbe Bzusha, to know that everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. Fifth and final idea from Rav Kook. So Rav Kook brings us to Perek Yud Beis, Pazuk Lam and Hei Lam and Vav, and Esau also to Ramayshe, Vaishalam, and Mitzrayim, Klei Chesov, Klei Zov, Slav, Smolos. They quote unquote, they requested from the Egyptians the silver, the gold, and everything. And Chosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Nasan, Eschein Ha'am, Eine Mitzrayim, Yashilim, Yatsu, Mitzrayim. They emptied our Klei, they lent them, and they emptied our Klei Yisrael. So they entered at Mitzrayim. Right, you have to know, we have a Chush Gadol. But Rav Kook brings our attention to the Gemara and Bracha stuff, Testament Beis. The Gemara and Bracha tells us on these words of Leinatzulis Mitzrayim, there are two opinions of what that means. They emptied at Mitzrayim. Rabbi Ami said, they made Egypt like a trap. They made Egypt like a trap without bait. Rabbi Ami, they made Egypt like a trap without bait. Reish Lakish says, no, Amar Sha'asu Kimitsula She'in Baudogin. They made Egypt like a net without fish. So if Cook wants to understand, what does this mean? They made Egypt like a trap without bait, or they made Egypt like a net without fish? What's the deeper idea? What's the difference in these two ideas? So if Cook said, beautifully, in Enaya, and brought down by Rav Chanan Morrison in his Sefer Gold from the Land of Israel, you get on Amazon, and he pointed to the Torah in Enaya. He says there are two points of leaving Mitzrayim. The first point was for Klai Yisrael to now have the Isra of never going back. We know it's brought down the Sefer Achinach as a mitzvah, and mitzvah 500, but mitzvah tough kuf. There's an Isra to go back. Because at the end of the day, we don't want, HaKadosh Baruch doesn't want us to fall back into the spiritual damages of Mitzrayim, says Rav Kook. In order to neutralize the attraction of Egypt, it was necessary to impoverish the country. One of the principal reasons for migrating to another land is the possibility of increasing wealth. But without its gold and silver, the Egyptian economy was in shambles. It was like a trap without bait, says Rav Ami. Shemat kmitzuda she'ein baldogan, that their last memories will be that there's no real incentive there. There's nothing there. Levata el hashpaz kol hamochesh as ha'am leMitzrayim. At the end of the day, shechukukas kol am rablaze. It was done. There's nothing left there to go back to. So that's a trap without bait. The economical incentive to go back. That's Rav Ami. Rav Shlakish, they made Egypt like a fish without, like a net without fish. So how does Rav Kook understand that? Kimitsula Shein Baudogim. So Rav Kook says, besides having the economical pull, sometimes lands have a cultural and artistic pull. A net without fish. Fish swim together and are more likely to be drawn to a net that has already caught other fish. By draining Egypt of its wealth, not only was the country devastated economically, but it also suffered from dramatically lowered standard of living and poverty of culture. And that would hold little enticement in Klai Yisrael's eyes. At the end of the day, the Klai Yisrael would remember, not only economically, that Egypt was like a trap without bait, economically it was done, but it was like a net without fish. The culture there was damaging, there was nothing left there, it was a culture of pettiness, of nothingness, of derogatory, terrible things. And that's what Rav Kook says. That's exactly the Natsim is Mitzrayim. Those two ideas, Gemara and Brachas, Tesam and Beis, to understand that Mitzrayim, there's nothing there. Economically, there was nothing there. And there's nothing there culturally. And this is exactly the word of the Chiddush Orim from last year, Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. What does it mean, Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim? That a Jew's job is not only just to be leave Mitzrayim, but they said they can't bear Mitzrayim anymore. I can't bear Mitzrayim. I can't bear to be disgusting. I can't bear to look at that. I can't bear to talk like that. I want to be a Jew. I want to let my neshama be on fire. I want to be connected to the Ribono Shel Olam. I want to have to break through my Mitzrayim. That's what Shovim is all about. Rav Kook says that's a Jew's job. In Mitzrayim, back in the day, in the Torah, that's a Jew's job every single day to look back at the culture and to be able to understand not only economically is it there not good for us, but culturally, for our panemius, for our good, for our neshama, it's not good for us as well. That should review these five ideas. Verse that we say from Atzi Chaim, I remember Hashem of Moshe, Abba Paro, Rashi says for Hishra, because he had to warn him. What do you have to warn him? That Paro could have still done Tshuva, even though Tshuva doesn't exist by non-Jews. He could have still done Tshuva, because Paro hard in his heart. He still have the ability to Tshuva. Says that Atayus Yisrael and told us, Aaron, every single job a Jew understand that Tshuva is a level of Aser Shemit Tshuva. It's a level to be able to do Tshuva tremendously, especially in areas of Kedusha. The second idea, we say from the Tifer Shomon Sasemes, Tifer Shomon says, Gam Ata, what does it mean, Yomer Moshe Gam Ata, and Yurchav Hey, you're also going to give us cattle? Says the Tifer Shomon, we're going to learn from you. You have the passion and drive for evil. We're going to take that passion and use it in order of Avodas Hashem. Tzfasema says, Yisrael, is 545, take out Eish, take out the fire out of a Jew. You left to 240, you left with a Malik. We have to take the Slavas, take the Ratzon Hashem, and take it and take the Ratzon of the non-Jews and to channel into our own lives. Tzfasema himself, and Tov Reish Lamed Vav, we said, Yud Chavav, Lo Sishah Parsha, it wasn't mean there not going to be a hoof land left in Mitzrayim. At the end of the day, every little thing can be uplifted for Kedusha. We can uplift anything. That's what the says, we could be kind of every little thing and everything. We could do Shabbat Tahara. Says the Shechunach Reish Lamanav, Simonash Reish Lamanav, that a Jew's job is to find the Yudah, Achila, Yeshiva, Halicha, Yeshiva, to find the Yudah and everything Gashmi, to be Mamalat to the Ribonoshim, to find the Nitzis of Kedusha and everything. What a beautiful idea from the Sasemes, Hechel, Brochel, Karmana, and the Shechunach. The fourth idea was for the Rebbe Amayach and the Maisa Rebbe Bezusha. First, the Torah from the Rebbe Amayach, Moshe Arnold was called Moshe Ma'ila. What do you mean? Paro didn't get through his head? Exactly. He didn't get through his head. He still thought it was Moshe Arnold doing the Moivsim at the end of Shlishi. Sorry, it was the end of Perek Yud Aleph. He still thought that it was the Moshe Aaron doing all the Moshe. He didn't realize it was the Ribono Shel Olam. That's why Kadosh Baruch had a heart in his heart. And now it's the Maaser Rebbe Bezusha and Melech. Rebbe Bezusha said, no, the same way the Moshe wants to daven mincha now in front of this excrement to not daven mincha, and that's what Melech did at Tants. So we have to know that everything comes from Kadosh Baruch. And finally, the fifth and final idea, what is the lashon of Vayinasos Mitzrayim? So there are two ideas from the Gemara and Brachos. Rabbi Ami and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Ami says, "Kimitzudu shein ba'dogim," and Reish Lakish, "Kimitzudu shein ba'dogim." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to empty, make Egypt, Mitzrayim, like a trap without bait or like a net without fish. First, what does it mean to make Egypt like a trap without bait? That there's nothing, there's no economic pull there. That our last memories of Mitzrayim is nothingness. The economic, there's no drive to go back there. And to make Egypt like a net without fish, because fish like to swim together, but there's no fish left. But the culture was so desperate and was so negative and so deplorable. At the end of the day, they would hold little enticement for a Jew to go back. And that's exactly the two ideas in Gemara Brachas, Chodesh Baruch Hu. And that's our voda, the Chedusha, Mitachas Sivos Tzram. Why do we don't want to live that type of life? We want to live a holy life, a Kedusha life, a life of the Torah, mitzvahs, not a life filled with the Yitzhahara, living that, as Rabbi Gober, like I said, the best version of ourselves, Rizdoch of Ezra Hashem, to take these ideas of tshuva, of Islavas, of to be Ma'al, Kedusha, and everything in physical, to be able to find the Chodesh Baruch Hu in anything and everything we do, to know everything in our lives comes from Ribono Shel Olam, and to understand the two beautiful ideas from Rav Kook, to be able to look at Mitzrayim, to look at the culture around us, and to look at that there's nothing there, to look at the Mitzrayim, to empty it out. There's nothing there economically, and there's nothing there for our culture, to be proud Jews. Obviously, Rav Kook was very into finding the Kedusha in the culture, but to not be pulled into the Mitzrayim of a culture, but to find the Kedusha in the culture. Shmizoch Bezer Shem, take these ideas, Han Tzicham, Tifer Shulmas, Fasemes, and his Yortzeit, Rabbi Meilech, and Rav Kook, Tzuchas Galeno. Wishing everyone a great week.